I'm sitting in the palatial surroundings of Claire Panicker's suite up in the hospital in that tower. And from these heights, you can look around and see all of Basildon and district spread out before you. Claire, it must give you a wonderful sense of power to be able to look around and see all this. How do you feel about it?
Well, I certainly don't feel a strong sense of power, and I'm glad you think that this 6x6 office is palatial, because certainly compared to others I've seen. But on a serious note, we have been very pleased in the last couple of months, particularly over the last month since we've been taken out of special measures, and the CQC gave us a very positive report. We got a good rating overall, which is pretty hard to achieve actually under the new regime, and one of the few trusts who have achieved that standard. But of course, it's not the whole story, and we don't for any moment think that the improvement work at Basildon Hospital doesn't need to continue. We know that there are still areas where we can do better. We are not happy to be judged as good. We want to be an outstanding and excellent hospital, and that's what we're striving towards. But the really good thing is that this good rating and being taken out of special measures means that the staff are very, very motivated to do even better. So some people are motivated by being criticised, but actually in general people work better when they get a bit of praise and a bit of appreciation. And I think that we will really maximise the benefit of that in the Trust for the good of the patients and the community that we serve.
And will that make for easier recruitment, do you think, the fact that the hospital is now getting itself a good reputation?
I think that it can certainly do no harm. I mean, we were pleasantly surprised when we went out to recruit the 200 additional nurses last year, that we were able to recruit about 150 of them from the local area, or certainly the south of England. So we know that people want to come here because they see that it's a good place, that we encourage training, that we encourage development. But having a better reputation for quality generally will help us to attract perhaps some of the high-flying consultants that we know we need to develop our services further.
So these changes have been beneficial. They must have been very difficult, because you've had all sorts of experts coming in to advise you and tell you what you should be doing because they've had experience elsewhere. And in running a hospital, it must be awfully difficult at times to be guided as what you should do by several different lots of experts. How have you found this to cope with?
So the health service is quite rightly heavily regulated by the CQC, by Monitor, by our local commissioning groups, by many other bodies that can come in and inspect hospital premises. But actually, for us, we set about trying to improve the standards and the quality of care in the hospital a couple of years ago. It's almost 2 years since I arrived in September 2012. But the fundamental thing was actually getting back to basics, really making sure that we had put the compassionate care at the heart of what we do, that we had the right numbers of staff, that we had the right numbers of beds, that we had properly trained staff working in the organisation, that we focused on values and behaviours that were right for patient care, and we put the right structures and systems and processes and all of that management jargon in place that helped people to do the right thing, to learn from mistakes.
But it's not as simple as that, surely, because you're expected also to keep within budgets, and the budgets are very difficult to keep within. In fact, perhaps some of the reasons why there's a need for change could have been that in former times there was too much attention being paid to accounting. It was almost as if hospital administration was by accountants rather than hospital managers. And you've changed all that. But does that mean that you could run the risk of being seriously in deficit?
Well, the managing the tension between providing quality of care that is affordable is a challenge that every hospital now across the country has. We know that public sector spending is being severely challenged at the same time as the population is ageing, at the same time that we're being asked to put greater staffing ratios to patients in our ward areas. So it is certainly true that this is a challenge. And we did, for the first time in recent years, end last year with the deficit. That was a decision that was made proactively by our board, because we felt that we needed to put some of the investment in place, the 200 nurses, the additional doctors, the additional beds, so that we could provide safe care for, primarily for our patients. We have got a cost improvement programme, like every other trust, this year, which really seeks to drive out some of the inefficiency that exists in any big bureaucracy. We know that we can buy things better, we can use our facilities and our resources more efficiently and effectively. And that requires real focus and determination. But what we're absolutely certain is that we will not sacrifice the quality of care, and therefore we won't be looking to reduce the frontline staffing that we have invested in. That's absolutely sacrosanct in the view of myself and the board and the senior team here.
That's very encouraging, obviously, for people throughout the local area. You seem to have had a magic touch. Since you arrived, things have turned around quite rapidly. 2 years isn't a great deal of time when looking at such a large organisation. How many people are employed here, for example?
4,500.
4,500. We're not talking about a little business. We're talking about a very, very major and complex organisation. And to make effective change over 2 years is commendable, but not easy. Politicians are queuing up to sing your praises because of your achievements so far. But of course, you must be aware that the health service is a political hot potato. It carries votes with it for the people that have the confidence of the public. And so those same happy politicians who are very pleased to speak highly of you and to meet you now would, if something goes wrong, be very quick to criticise and jump all over you. How do you feel about that?
I think the first thing I need to say is that actually there are 4,500 people in this trust. This the success is only down in a small part to me. Actually, most of those 4,500 staff are the same people who were here before. So I don't put it down to any kind of magic. I put it down to really helping them to focus on the right things, encouraging them, supporting them, and giving them the resources and the tools that they needed to do their jobs. So I'm cautious, because I don't think I believe that any one individual can make the sorts of changes that we've made here. It really is absolutely a team effort. Of course, I know that the NHS is a very political animal, and that people can be in favour one moment and something goes wrong and things change. But that doesn't detract from the real point, which is that what we're all here to do is not to be lauded by politicians, but it's to provide good care to the patients and to the community that we serve. That's what motivates us to come to work every day. That's what motivates me to come to work every day. And getting a thank you letter from an elderly patient who's had a good experience in the hospital actually means much more than any other appreciation that may be shown. And for the staff, for them to feel that they're being recognised, that they actually were never doing that bad a job as individual members of staff. Actually, they were doing a good job in the past too. And for people to realise that, I think is, as I said at the beginning, really very motivating, very encouraging, and will really drive people on to do better. But we're a human system, and things, unfortunately, will always go wrong. And we have to be prepared for that. We have to try and prevent it wherever possible. But crucially, we have to learn from it when things do go wrong, as, you know, unfortunately, inevitably they will.
Yes.